the book Hebrews, part 19. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheys of the First Assembly of Yaphashua in South Africa, Pretoria, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question or two, just be free to contact us at our WhatsApp number. South Africa is +27 in brackets, 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of the information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel and also share this link with your friends and your family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. I will not do the following announcements, which I've done on Monday, but I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yaphashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday. I just want to run back a couple of seconds here. Says in Hebrew 1 verse 5, "For unto which of the angels say ye, Yah Almighty, at any time, thou art my son?" So before this, I want to say this occasion, he wasn't the son. "Now thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. This day have I exalted thee. And again, I will be to him a father." He wasn't his father before. "And he shall be my son." Verse 6. "And again, when he," Yah Almighty, "bringeth in the first begotten into the world." So when the world will be created, he said, "And again, when he," Yah Almighty, "bringeth in the first begotten," the angel which he begat, exalt, "into the world, he," Yah Almighty, "said, and let all the other angels of Yah Almighty worship him." He said what? He says they must worship him. Why? Why haven't they worshipped him? Why do they have to be instructed now to worship him? The previous day, I'm just using for example, it's a metaphor. The previous day, they didn't worship him. But now, after he's been begat, now they must worship him. Why? Because he obtained a name above any other name. He obtained a name. He says in verse 7, "And of the other angels, he," that he is a small letter, verse 7, "he," now make that a capital letter in your Bible, "he said, who maketh his angels," that his is the Father, Yah Almighty. It should have been a capital H, Make it a capital H in your Bible. Oh, but we can't touch our Bibles. It's just a book. Make it a capital H so that your grandchildren one day, if Yafat Shua Teris to come, and they lay their hands on your Bible, can see at least my grandfather or my father at least knew what he was talking about. And of the angels, he said, he, Yaffa, capital H, Almighty, who maketh his, capital H, angel spirits, and his ministries, and his ministries, capital H, ministries of flames of fire, and his ministers, but other words, the angels are called, he made them flames of what? Of fire. What is the angel? He's a messenger and a flame of fire. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, it wasn't paradise. For ages I heard pastors and preachers and theologians preach and teach that Adam and Eve was in paradise. They wasn't in paradise. They were on earth. There's no paradise on earth. That's a communist ideological theology. Paradise on earth. There's no paradise on earth. Because this is Satan's domain. The earth. Here we are. Here they rape little babies of 3 and 4 years old. Here they rape old ladies of 90 and 200, and there I said 200, 90 and 100 years old. This is a bad place to be. Although for us it's the best place to be, because we are light unto the world, salt unto a lost world. And we are new water unto a lost world. But this is not heaven. Yeah, the Jehovah Witnesses believe they're going to just live here and stay here. You're not. This is going to burn with brimstone and fire. That's what my Bible says. Go read Revelation. Revelation 20 verse 8. He says, Yahweh will just in heaven speak a word, and fire will just dissolve the world, the earth. There's got to be a new earth, not this one. Not this one. There's going to be a new earth. But not this one. And I will speak to you about that later on. There's a teaching which I'm going to do about the 1,000-year earthly reign later on. Then you will understand. If Yahweh grant us grace. So, when Adam and Eve sinned, and they were barred from the Garden of Eden, not paradise. There's three times in the Bible it is referring to paradise. All three times in heaven. Not once on earth. Garden of Eden. When they were barred, when they were chased away, what did Yahweh do? He placed angels with swords of fire. It's actually not angels, but cherubs. Placed cherubs. Now, what's the difference between a cherub and an angel? Cherubs is glorified angels. With other words, they are more in a higher order than the ordinary angels. So they're there with swords of fire. So they couldn't come back and obtain everlasting life again. That's actually why they were placed there. Verse 8. But unto the Son, now we're going to read verse 7 again, and of the other angels, he, that's Yahweh Almighty, said, who maketh his angels, Yahweh Almighty's angels, spirits. Now what's a spirit? It's something that can move around. It's not in the human body. Yes, Father creates a human body, a human-like body, for angels to be messengers, like in the time of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah and Abram. When two angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot, it was a homosexual, two towns, two provinces. And what did they want to do? They want to have intercourse with the angels. Lot even offered his two virgin daughters. No. We want that Okis that went in there. So every time in the Bible, when a messenger was sent to somebody on earth, it was always a manly form, a man form. Never once in the whole Bible were there a woman angel. Not one. And there is not men angels and lady angels, and they have intercourse, and then there's baby angels. It doesn't exist like that. It's not scriptural. They are angels, adult angels, but when they take on a human form, they take on a manly form. Who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fires. Hallelujah. 1 verse 8. But unto the Son, he, Yahweh Almighty, said, but unto the Son. So now he have exalted the angel. He's given him an exalted name above every other name. And now he calls him the Son. He wasn't the Son the previous day. He was an angel. Although a special angel. But now the Father refers to him as the Son. But unto the Son, he, who's he? Yahweh Almighty, said, thou throne, he doesn't say your throne, he says thou throne. So Yahweh is addressing him in a glorification manner. Thou throne. You remember what I said yesterday or the day before? You are God. Thou art God. You are God. Thou throne, O God. I'm reading from a 1611. Use the term God with a capital G. It's not a small G. Thou throne, O God. So what does Father Yahweh do here? He now have glorified the Son, he's glorified the angel. He's given him a name above every other name. He referred to him as his Son, which he wasn't. Now he addresses him as a God or an Elohim. In the Hebrew, it's Elohim, the word God. The Catholics create the word God, which means Theorios or Kyrios. In between 100 and 127, when they translated the four Gospels. Thou throne, O God. So the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, addressed this glorified Son of his, or I want to put it in another term. He addressed this glorified angel, which now are his Son. He wasn't his Son. He's now his Son. Excuse me. He now addresses him. Thou throne, O God, Elohim, is forever and ever. You will, your kingsmanship, your godliness is going to be forever and ever. There won't be an end to it. It's like eternal life. It's like hell. It's eternal. It's forever. Somebody once says, but hell is just for a time, then somebody will turn down the gas. No, 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 no. He said, if heaven is forever, then hell is forever. Forever. Thou throne, O God, or Yahweh, or thou throne, O God, God means Elohim, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness, is the scepter of thy kingdom. Which kingdom? He promised unto the Son. He promised unto this, I want to use this now, this angel that was begotten, exalted, that became the Son, that the Father addressed as God or Elohim. He gives him a scepter. A scepter is something like a sword. Your scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Which kingdom? The kingdom of Yahushua. The kingdom by which we are called today, Yahwist. I'm no Christian, because the Catholics are called Christians. Emperor Constantine created the term Christian. I am a Yahwist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. So I'm not finished with verse 8. If Yahweh's will tomorrow, if it's His will, we'll continue on verse 8. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.